For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0. My guys, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Friday, the 10th of May. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. You're involved in any kind of an accident, I send you where you can be treated like family. Let them put their skills to work for you, get you the compensation you deserve. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. We did it, everybody. We made it to Friday. We are here. The weekend is upon us. Had a very busy day today. But hey, good opportunity now for me to tell you with the weekend, so much action, so much sports going on. Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season. MLB, golf, NBA, NHL, all the latest stats, news, scores available for your favorite team. Get the latest odds, lines, including latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device. Get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. So, had a very busy day yesterday. I hope that you guys caught... I had three shows yesterday. The morning did Lebatard show. That was awesome. If you didn't catch my appearance, go back and watch or listen to it, whatever, all right? But I really enjoy hanging out with those guys. I hope to continue doing it. It's really a lot of fun. And yeah, the messages you guys send are really great. Even the ones that aren't as kind. I like that you guys are catching me there, and maybe you'll grow to like me a little bit more. We'll see. If we got some new listeners to Zaslow Show 2.0 because of my appearances on the Lebatard Show. Oh, I love you long time. That's tremendous news. Make sure you like, you rate, you comment, you do all that fun stuff. That's good for the algorithm, right? And that, I don't know how the algorithm works, but that's good for me then. Helps me get all the monies. So appreciate any newcomers we have to Zaslow Show 2.0. All right, it's Friday. We're going to have a lot of fun. with all the action that's going on, we got big game or not a big game, I'll let you know. Also, Frank Isola, he's going to join us. We'll talk some NBA with him. SiriusXM NBA Radio starting lineup. Frank and Scal every morning. You guys know that's my show. I love those guys. Excited to have Frank on the show again. It's been a while. So we'll get Isola on. We'll talk a little bit about the Heat, Pat Riley's press conference. We'll talk NBA playoffs with him. So yesterday, did the Lebatard show in the morning. Then did a late afternoon edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. I was behind. Apologies. And then in the evening, did a late night. Did game night. I do game night usually. I do it on Thursdays a lot with Q Myers on ESPN Radio. So did game night last night. A lot of reaction to everything that took place in the association last night. So you know what? Good place to start. The first place actually that I'll start is, and look, Panthers tonight. I mean, oh my God. I'm so pumped about the Panthers. Hurry up and wait, right? We're just waiting around for 7:30. 7:30? 7. For 7 o'clock tonight. Panthers-Bruins Game 3. Tonight could really decide what kind of series it's going to be. If the Bruins win tonight, we're in for a long series. If the Panthers win tonight, it's so fucking on. Like, we could be staring at a gentleman's sweep. I'm more inclined. I think we're going to come out and look fantastic tonight. I really do. But I don't know that means still that it would be a short series. I think we're in for a battle here. I do. But I think we're coming out. I think we're going to look tremendous tonight. I'm very excited. This is how we're going to get the weekend started. But first, so yesterday, like late afternoon, Frank Vogel fired from the Phoenix Suns. And I'll talk to Isola about this, but this is one thing you appreciate, or you should appreciate, about the Miami Heat. You know, the media, the national media, they get all up in arms every year when Pat Riley does this press conference because he says the things that no other front office executive is willing to go out there in front of a microphone and camera and say. This Heat organization, they are honest with each other. They don't shy away from confrontation. They're okay with getting uncomfortable together. And Pat Riley, as a result, is the only executive who is willing to get in front of a camera and a microphone and say how he actually feels and be critical of players. And then you look in Phoenix. Why was Frank Vogel fired? Because they're worried that Kevin Durant is unhappy. They're worried that Kevin Durant is going to ask for a trade, or they're worried in, you know, when the contract's up, which I think is 2 years, that he's just going to up and leave because he's not happy. You got to make sure all your NBA players, your stars, have to be happy. Every front office executive, seemingly outside of Miami, they're all worried about making sure their star players are happy. And as a result, Frank Vogel's fired after 1 year. When here in Miami, yeah, like, they put their cards on the table. And if we follow the team like we do down here, we're not surprised when Riley comes out and says the things that he says. He's like the only honest executive out there. It's why this Heat organization is so stable. Every other team, seemingly everyone, is afraid of their star players. And you better believe the Phoenix Suns, they're afraid of their star player. So they fire the coach yesterday. Now look, let's be perfectly honest here, all right? I don't believe that Frank Vogel's a good coach. I don't. And we all know, you know, all those years, 2012, 13, and 14, those three straight years, the Heat eliminate the Pacers from the playoffs every single year. I would eat an ice cream sundae in the, back then, American Airlines Arena. In the press room, Frank Vogel is giving his end-of-season press conference, or end-of-series press conference, and I eat an ice cream sundae right in front of him. I'm standing right there with all the people asking the questions. I don't have any questions, but I'm going to stand there, and I'm eating an ice cream sundae right in front of you while you answer all the questions about the Heat taking that ass once again for a third consecutive year. Besides that, I don't think Frank Vogel's a very good coach. And I'm actually going to put it in the simplest of terms. Now, because I don't think Frank Vogel's a good coach, that doesn't mean that he should have been fired after 1 year. It definitely does not mean that what happened in Phoenix was his fault. I mean, it's a terrible roster. They gave up way too much for both Durant and Beal. You can't just have three star players roll them out there, okay? It's almost better to have two star players and a well-rounded team than three star players and nobody around them. I don't think going with the three guys, you know, like the Heat when they had the big three. Now, granted, we're talking about LeBron and Dwayne Wade. A little different from, say, Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. But it was, all right, let's get these three guys. We'll round out the roster. We'll be just fine. That's not the case anymore. And on top of it, it's so hard. There's so many punitive measures to this salary cap that depending on how much money you're spending, you're not really able to surround the team with anything more than minimum players. And back then when the Heat are signing guys for smaller contracts like Battier, like Ray Allen, dudes aren't doing that nowadays. They're definitely not doing that to play with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. Who gives a shit? I mean, Booker's never won anything. And Durant, unless he's played with the Warriors, has been to the finals. Never won, been to the finals one time in 15 years. Nobody's taken less money to go play in Phoenix with Durant and Booker. I'm sorry. But I don't think... And by the way, when James Jones, in his season-ending press conference, when he came out and said, we're going to be the first team to finally maximize Kevin Durant's abilities, that was the death blow. That was it for Frank Vogel. Like James Jones is telling you there, our coach has not maximized his abilities. And it's also James Jones completely siding, as he should, siding with the star player Kevin Durant. And they're going to get rid of the coach because you got to keep your stars happy. You have to. You got to keep them happy. But as far as Frank Vogel, I don't think Frank Vogel is a good coach. And I'm going to put it in the simplest of terms for you. Frank Vogel has now been fired four times in the last 8 years. Think about that for a second. He's been fired four times in the last 8 years. Indiana, Orlando. You forgot he was in Orlando, right? Indiana, Orlando, Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, they won a championship and they still fired him. Indiana, Orlando, Los Angeles Lakers, Phoenix. He's been fired four times in 8 years. I'm supposed to believe that's a good coach? Four times in the last 8 years, teams have said, we don't want you anymore. You're not for us. I'm sorry. I know that's putting it in really simple terms. To me, that's not a good coach. Fired four times? You fired four times overall in your career. It's questionable. I mean, every coach gets fired. I guess except Eric Spoelstra. Every coach gets fired. Even Pat Riley was fired. But four times in 8 years? I don't think Frank Vogel is a good coach. So that was the big news yesterday afternoon. Last night, though, pretty much two shockers last night. We'll start with the second game, which was the Mavericks and the Thunder. The Mavericks played a great first half. It was a weird game because the Thunder, they took the lead in the third quarter and the Mavericks punched right back. Took the lead. Like the Thunder went up by six, I think it was. And the Mavericks took back the lead right quick. Like it was nothing. Led the rest of the way in the fourth quarter. I don't think the Thunder really got closer than 7 or 8 points at that point. Gilgeous Alexander was the only one who had a decent game. Josh Giddey might be unplayable. He was a minus 20 in 11 minutes last night. Might not be playable this series. Holmgren was not good. Jalen Williams is okay. And now we got a series. Now, as opposed to the game before it, which we'll get to in a second, I'm not so... Look, Mavericks and Thunder's a series now, for sure. Mavericks can win that series. But if I'm the Thunder, I'm not worried. It's going to be hard to win this series. It's going to be hard to win the Western Conference. They're the youngest team in the league. They were 5-0 in the playoffs. Guess what? They could lose a game. And it's not like they, you know, rolled over and died last night. They lost to a good team. A team that was better than them last night. It's not that big of a deal. What is, I believe, a bigger deal is the game that happened right before that. All right? Now, before we get into that, let me tell you guys. Hey, it's Friday. What better time than to treat yourself to a brand new ride this weekend and take advantage of the Memorial Day sales event. It's going on right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can make zero down payment, make zero payment for 3 months, make zero security deposit, plus 0% APR financing on select new Subarus or right now 0% APR up to 72 months on the Subaru Outback. What if I told you you can get the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Limited for just $199 a month for 36 months with $54.95 due at signing with approved credit. Plus, 3 years maintenance included. Go to NFLSubaru.com. That's NFLSubaru.com. Real easy to find North Fort Lauderdale Subaru as well. You can see that it's that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue, that beautiful build that you see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. Hey, if you just want to get your current vehicle serviced, luckily for you, they service all makes and models at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, so you're going to get service with confidence at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Check out their entire inventory right now, nflsubaru.com. Don't miss the Memorial Day sales event going on all month long at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. The Celtics, though, I think have a problem. You know, Jason Tatum after the game talked about how, you know, there's like this double standard and the media fans think they should win every game by 25. No. The Celtics were a 12.5 point favorite at home last night, all right? The Celtics won 64 games this regular season. They're 15-15 at home in the postseason the last 2 years. Nobody's expecting the Celtics to go out and win by 25 every night, but they are expecting you to win home games against much lesser teams, not get blown out by lesser teams. Miami in game two, and now Cleveland in game two. The Cavaliers, think about this. The Cavaliers couldn't win a road game in Orlando. They were 0-3 at the Magic. And now they just kicked the shit out of the Celtics last night in game two. I think it's a fair expectation for the Celtics to look like a team that should be competing for a championship. Not get smoked at home so early in the series where they've already lost home court advantage both times against a Heat team minus Jimmy Butler and a Cleveland team that, like, they're fine, but they couldn't even win a road game at Orlando. The Celtics have a bully mentality. They're really good at beating the shit out of you. But when you punch the bully back in the mouth, sometimes he gets scared and runs away. Sometimes he doesn't put up a fight after you do that. And that's exactly what you saw in the third quarter last night. I mean, how about the Celtic fans? Down by 24. I know 24 is a lot, but with 5 minutes left in the game, you're up and leaving. They ran for the exits. Wait, what? I thought that only happens in Miami. 5 minutes left in the game. They ran for the exits. Celtic fans. Oh, shame on you. Let's be fair. Come on. The Celtics, now maybe missing Porzingis, that hurts. Okay. I don't believe in this Celtic team. I don't think this is a serious team. If you're a serious team, you go up 2-0 in the first round. You go up 2-0 in the second round. You don't get your ass kicked at home and lay down. They laid down last night. I do not believe this Celtic team is a serious team. And by the way, wait till they play a close game in the playoffs, because that game was close in the third, and then they got knocked down and they never got off the mat. The Celtics, I think the number's 3-10. 3-10 this regular season in games close and late. They are not good in close games. They're real good at beating the shit out of you. And last night wasn't even close. They got their ass kicked. But this is an instance where, and this benefited the Heat last year, and it looks like it's benefiting the Knicks right now. When you deal with some adversity, when you play a ton of close games in the regular season needs to prepare you for the postseason. And when you get to the postseason, half the teams in the league don't make the playoffs. All those teams that you're beating the shit out of in the regular season, you're not playing them in the postseason. All those blowout victories in the regular season, I don't know how that prepares you for the postseason. The Celtics played 82 regular season games this year. Hardly any of them prepared them for the postseason. So now, when you're faced with adversity for the first time, how are you going to handle close games? They didn't handle it well in the regular season. And last night, they got their shit kicked in when things were close in the second half. I don't believe in this Celtic team. You can't tell me right now. The Wolves are the team, right? If the Celtics and Wolves played right now, are the Celtics winning a game? I'm not trying to be hyperbolic. If the Celtics and Wolves played right now, will the Celtics win a game? Be fair. I don't think so. I don't think they would win a single game. Obviously, I was very happy, though, with the result last night. I fully expect Boston to win, if not get a split, if win both games in Cleveland. But at least now, games 3 and 4 in Cleveland are very interesting. So tonight, let's see what we have tonight in the association. 7 o'clock, Knicks Pacers, Brunson is questionable, Ananobi's out. And we'll talk to Frank Isola coming up in a few minutes. Obviously, we'll talk to him about the Knicks and the playing time and that old deal. Nuggets, Wolves, tonight's both games tonight have so much juice to them. Knicks, Pacers, what's going to happen there? Nuggets, Wolves, I feel like the first quarter of Nuggets and Wolves, not that the Nuggets can't win a road game. They're defending champs. They're really good. But I feel like we're going to learn in the first quarter tonight how the rest of this series is going to go. Either the Nuggets are going to be in it, and the Nuggets have to win. Like, even if the Nuggets get a split, they're still in the series if they get a split, but tonight needs to be the game they get. They can't go down 3-0 and send it back to Denver and be in the series. No, they could be down 3-1 going back to Denver as long as they win tonight, because being down 3-1 with home court advantage, you can recover. Being down 3-0, where even you have home court advantage, you have to win 4 in a row, that's not going to happen. But if you have home court advantage, you can recover from 3-1. Really difficult, but it is possible. Starts with winning tonight. So if Denver wins tonight, it's back to being a series. But I think we're going to know in the first quarter how this game's going to go. And I'm pretty tempted to say, I think the Wolves may run them out of building tonight. I think the Wolves might kick the shit out of them. So tonight, really good stuff in the NBA. All right, we'll get to Isola in a second. First, though, guys, you know I want to make sure. You support the sponsors that support the show. But also, I tell you about sponsors like Brunt Insurance because I want to make sure that you guys are taken care of the same way I am. And what I mean by that is I've been getting my homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. That's not by accident. That's because I know that, God forbid, something happens to my home, I'm taken care of. Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance, they're giving me the most affordable care and the best coverage out there. If you need the same thing, you're making the right call. 954-589-2204 or go to bruntinsurance.com. Now, maybe you're saying to yourself, Zaslow, I don't live in South Florida. Who should I call? No. You call Brunt Insurance. They have offices all throughout the state of Florida. So no matter where you're calling from, 954-589-2204. The team at Brunt Insurance, fully licensed. They're going to know your area. They're going to help you every step of the way. When it comes to homeowners, renters, condo insurance, there are so many options out there. Don't do it on your own. They specialize in making the confusing crystal clear. Bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204, 954-589-2204.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right, so joining us now, we got Frank Isola. You got the Yes Network. You got ESPN, Around the Horn, PTI, and of course, my favorite show on SiriusXM NBA Radio, the starting lineup. Frank Isola, Brian Scalabrine joining us here today. Frank, always great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for checking in with us today. You covered Pat Riley for a long time in New York, Frank. When Pat Riley does the season-ending presser, like he did a few days ago, Why does everyone get riled up in the national media? Pat does this every single season, doesn't he?
Yeah, but it's only once a year that he does it. And I think the things that he says, I think, you know, unlike a lot of GMs, I think he says things for a reason. He's not afraid to address, you know, maybe some sensitive topics. And I like the way that he went after Jimmy Butler. And I think if I'm a Miami Heat fan, I'd be really happy with Pat Riley because, you know, making the playoffs isn't good enough. Getting knocked out of the first round isn't good enough. Pat Riley, you know, wants to win the East. He wants to get to an NBA Finals. He wants to win a championship. And you could hear the disappointment in his voice. So the fact that he only speaks really, you know, on that type of level once a year, it's always fun. So not that I want to see the Miami Heat get knocked out, but when they do get knocked out, I know we're going to get Pat Riley probably within 7 days. That's pretty cool.
Frank, there's no one else in the NBA, like no other executive in the league that is willing to be openly critical about their players, right? I feel like he's the only guy who's willing to do this.
Well, I think, you know, he's a legendary figure in the NBA, certainly as a coach, most recently as an executive with the Miami Heat. I think a lot of players respect him. I think a lot of players want to play in Miami, so he's always going to have that kind of dangling out there as a carrot. But I think, you know, when everyone talks about, you know, setting a standard and a culture, it starts at the top. And, you know, he and the head coach, Eric Spoelstra, are joined by the hip. So whatever Pat Riley's saying, now maybe some people don't always agree with it, but that's, you know, that's the letter of the law. That's what everyone is going to live by, what Pat Riley says. And I think it's pretty powerful. And I just like the fact that, you know, the way that they played, guys got hurt. He found it unacceptable. And I like what he said about Jimmy Butler, because Jimmy Butler, it's cute when Jimmy Butler's goofing around when the team is winning, but the whole playoff Jimmy stuff and, you know, mocking the Knicks and the Celtics and Josh Hart, which I'm sure he was just trolling. But, you know, it's not as cute when you didn't appear in a playoff game this year.
How do you imagine Jimmy receives that? Because, you know, Jimmy could say he loves Miami, and we believe he does, but he's also a little bit of a crazy person. How do you think he receives that?
I'm sure whatever Pat Riley said to him, publicly, he probably said something along those lines to Jimmy Butler already. And I think Jimmy Butler, you know, he and Tom Thibodeau has always had a good relationship, and Tom is going to call it like he sees it. So I think Jimmy Butler probably respects that. And I think Jimmy Butler probably also understands maybe my act of being kind of the class clown, I show up on media day and I got my hair crazy because I know that's the photo that's going to be used throughout the season. You know, again, all that stuff is all well and good until you're not performing on the court. So they need him to be regular season Jimmy, where he gets to play in maybe, you know, 65 to 75 games, and the Miami Heat finish with the top four seed and have a much better chance of advancing through the playoffs. Maybe last year was a bit of fool's gold from the standpoint of they did a great job, made it to a finals, but it's hard to do it from that position that deep. I mean, look at what's going on in the playoffs right now. You have the top, what is that? Four of the top five seeds in the Western Conference are alive, and right now it's, what, three of the top four seeds in the East are still alive, with Indiana as the sixth seed.
You know, I got to tell you, Frank, obviously, like I told you, I listen to you and Scal every day, and I feel like you're the only person who is willing to push back on what has become an epidemic in this league when it comes to how many minutes guys are playing. The load management stuff obviously drives me crazy. But what the Knicks are doing right now, and this guy's playing 40 minutes, and this guy's playing 41, 42. Frank, we can all go back and look at guys like Magic and Bird and Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, Karl Malone. They're all playing in the 40s on average in every playoff game. Medicine is better today. The doctors, the travel. I mean, this idea that these guys in the playoffs can't play 40-plus minutes, it's bananas to me.
I think it is, and I also think if you look at the amount of stoppages that you have, natural ones, all the timeouts, which are always longer in the playoffs, you know, halftime, which is long, all these replay reviews that happen, you know, everyone's making it seem like these guys are sprinting for 48 minutes. That's simply not the case. And yes, you are in situations where you are playing every other day. The Knicks are in that right now. But, you know, you do get more rest for the most part during the playoffs. It's not like the regular season. When you go, like the Knicks are in Indiana, they got to play two games over 48 hours, but they never have to leave their hotel room. So I think all that stuff is overrated. And, you know, the one thing too, guys like Jalen Brunson, he's getting rest. You know, Josh Hart is playing all the time. He's playing 48 minutes, but the Knicks really don't have a lot of alternatives because the guys that are starting for them were supposed to be the backups, but then Julius Randle obviously went down. You know, Mitchell Robinson has gone down. Now, OG Anunoby, who, let's be fair here, you know, OG Anunoby has a history of being hurt. He was hurt for the Toronto Raptors in 2019 when they went on their championship run. So, you know, so it's nothing surprising there. I'm just, it's weird that I think it's mostly the fans and the media are always advocating for the players to work less. It's kind of bizarre. And the thing too, if you remember, when guys came into the league, I don't think guys came into the league and saying, I'm going to stick around for 20 years. I don't think they were managing kind of their bodies like that. They were going all out all the time. I think the money being so crazy, I think the players look at it like, I need to get three of those max contracts before I'm done. And I think that factors into it as well. And I also think during the offseason, you know, maybe take a bit of a break. You know, yeah, you want to work hard, but I think these guys, like, they're constantly, you know, working out with their trainers. It's like nonstop. Maybe that's when they need to take a bit of a rest for like a few weeks or 3 weeks and then get back into it.
Another part that always makes me crazy about it, like, I was hosting game night on ESPN radio last night, and so I'm talking about this, where you got all the conversation about how the minutes, it's not sustainable, right? These guys playing this many minutes is not sustainable, and Thibodeau needs to sit this guy, and you should play this guy less. And I'm thinking to myself, the coaches never get the benefit of the doubt. Like, is Tom Thibodeau, is he listening to, you know, people like us who are talking about the minutes? And he says, you know what? I haven't thought about that. You know what? These guys are playing too much. It may not be sustainable. As if Tom Thibodeau has not considered every option out there that has his disposal.
Yeah, look at any coach, whether it's Eric Spoelstra and his staff, or in this case, Tom Thibodeau and his staff. No one is watching more film than Tom Thibodeau. No one is more selfish than Tom Thibodeau, whose only goal is to win. That's all he wants to do. So he's always going to try to put the people out there that he feels gives them the best chance to win. But when you start looking at minutes, you know, all season long, you know, Kevin Durant played a ton of minutes this year. Jason Tatum always plays a ton of minutes. The best players play all the time, and certainly when it gets to the playoffs. You know, look at Tim Duncan's first, like, 7 years in the league. I'm pretty sure he was over 40 minutes in every single playoff series. So it's just odd. Like, you know, to just look at the bench and say, oh, no, play that guy 3 minutes. Well, you know, those 3 minutes, if a guy's really not up, it's not a good matchup. That could hurt your team. So you're just always trying to give yourself the best chance to win. The other thing, too, about playing a lot, if you look at especially the last series against Philadelphia, you know, in the fourth quarter, with guys like Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, Jalen Brunson, they look fresh. It was Joel Embiid, who never plays, who looked completely exhausted yet again, and some other guys on the Philadelphia 76ers that looked a little bit run down. So despite as much as everyone says Josh Hart, DiVincenzo, and Brunson are playing, they seem pretty fresh when it matters most in the last few minutes of a fourth quarter.
Hey, we'll get right back to the conversation, but first, I gotta let you guys know, you know, one of our great sponsors here is out there trying to help get you a new home. That's right, if you're thinking about getting a new home in any part of beautiful South Florida, I'm sending you to Signature Real Estate Finder. That's right, Matthew H. Mashler, your trusted real estate broker, Signature Real Estate Finder, realestatefinder.com. If you're thinking about getting a new home, that should be an enjoyable experience. You shouldn't have anxiety over it. And the reason that you're going to be able to find the best home at the best price in the best neighborhoods, finding you exactly what you want, is if you get someone with over a decade of experience. Matthew H. Mashler specializes in luxury homes. He is a certified luxury home marketing specialist. realestatefinder.com. You can contact Matthew H. Mashler at 561-208-3334. That's 561-208-3334. Maybe you're just trying to sell one of your properties right now. The best way to sell it at the best price, get it off the market right quick. Matthew H. Mashler, realestatefinder.com. Maybe you're already in the business. Are you ready to take your real estate career to the next level? You can join the Signature team. The Signature Real Estate Companies are South Florida's industry leaders, ranked number one in Boca, one of the tops in all of Florida, and with offices all throughout the state, including Delray Beach, Coral Springs, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Naples, Palm Beach, Orlando, a whole lot more. The Signature team is where you want to be. So whether you're looking to buy your next dream home, Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208 3334. If you're looking to sell your current property, realestatefinder.com, or you're just looking to join the best in the business, Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334, realestatefinder.com. Matthew H. Mashler, your pathway to exceptional real estate experiences. I mean, don't coaches talk about this at every level, Frank, where they work you so hard at the beginning of the season in practice, you know, so that we could be so well conditioned that we get to this point in the season where, yeah, guess what? You're in amazing shape. And that's why, because I want to play you so much.
You know what? Tom Thibodeau, when he coached the Bulls, he would see Jordan every once in a while. And, you know, Patrick Ewing and Tom Thibodeau were close. And Patrick is obviously close with Michael Jordan. And, you know, in a conversation he had with Michael Jordan, who told him, like, you know, he basically in the offseason, I know Kobe Bryant was like this too, they conditioned their body to play 48 minutes a night. That's the way that they thought. Now, they knew at some point they weren't going to play 48, certainly not during the regular season, but come playoff time, there was a good chance their minutes were going to be 45 plus. So that's like the best players condition themselves to play that way. And I think, you know, the problem with a guy like Embiid, and this year he has a bit of an out because of the knee injury, he's never been, as Pat Riley would always say, world-class shape. And, you know, like the fitness level of a lot of guys needs to improve. I would say the same thing about Luka Doncic. Is he in world-class shape? I'm not so sure he is. And I think that that tends to impact him a little bit in the fourth quarter as well.
Frank, I know you spoke about it this morning with Scal about Jason Tatum after the game last night, talking about there's this expectation from the media, from fans, that we, the Celtics, we're supposed to win every game by 25. I don't know anyone that has that expectation. I do know that when you're a 12.5-point favorite in both game twos, in the quarterfinals against Miami and in these semifinals against Cleveland, you're not supposed to get blown out. I think that's a fair expectation.
No, I didn't understand that comment at all. It's not even about the result. It's more about the performance. You know, that performance was not good enough. And, you know, you don't see – there's a lot of times, and clearly we saw it last year against Miami in those first three games. You saw it against Miami this year in game two of their first-round series. Well, you don't see a lot of fight from the Boston Celtics. And there are times they look soft and they settle for long three-pointers.
There's a little bit of a bull mentality with them where they get punched in the mouth and they don't punch back.
Well, and that's why I think for the New York Knicks, now the Knicks are going to have some work to do and who knows about their injuries, but if the Knicks can make it to a conference finals and they're playing Boston, Boston's got more talent, and I think you'd rather have more talent, but the Knicks are tougher. And, you know, I think now that Miami's out of the playoffs, I think the only team in the East that is both, you know, the overall, you know, most mentally and physically tough team, I think, is the New York Knicks. So Philadelphia wasn't tough. I look at Indiana. I don't think they're physically and mentally tough. I look at Boston. I don't think they're physically and mentally tough. That's why I think a lot of people have felt that the Knicks have now felt that they would need a little bit more help in terms of talent, would have a chance against Boston, much like Miami did last year. Miami went in with a much stronger roster with Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler, two talented players. But Miami was just tougher than Boston last year. And yesterday was not a good look for the Celtics. For me, it looks like, you know, can you really see them winning 16 playoff games and lifting the Larry O'Brien Trophy? I'm not so sure about that.
Frank, I think the Nuggets are in big trouble. I think we're going to – obviously, they're a champion. They could win road games. But I feel like we're going to find out within the first, like, 8-9 minutes of tonight's game how the rest of this series is going to go.
Yeah, you know, it is the championship team, and, you know, Jamal Murray's got a lot of fight in him when he's not throwing heating pads onto the court. I think Nikola Jokic has a lot of fight in him as well. And, you know, got Michael Porter Jr. has played really well this season. Of course, Aaron Gordon. You know, I don't think they're as good as they were last year. I'm not saying that Bruce Brown is John Havlicek, but Bruce Brown and Jeff Green gave them a little more off the bench than I think they're getting this year. But, you know, that still is a pretty talented starting five that they have. So we'll see, you know, the championship medal that this team has. We'll see it tonight because no team has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit before. That's what they're staring at. Minnesota right now looks like the best team in the NBA, especially with the defense. They have a superstar player in Anthony Edwards. They missed the defensive player of the year the last game, and they completely shut down Denver. I think you're going to get it. It doesn't mean that Denver is going to win, but I think Denver will give a big-time effort tonight to put themselves in position because you got to get one. You got to get game three. It's over if they don't win tonight. I think it's the same thing with the Pacers. The only difference is the Pacers are at home, and they're going to be playing a beat-up New York Knicks team.
Lastly here, Frank, who did you pick to win the whole thing before the playoffs started, and have you changed your opinion?
I think I had Denver Celtics in the finals. I think I probably would go. I mean, I could wimp out and change it, so I'll do that. I'll go with Minnesota and Boston. Even though I'm tell you what, I'm still going to give the Knicks a puncher's chance. They got a little bit of what the Miami Heat had last year, and they got a little bit of what the Knicks had in 99 when they made that unexpected run to an NBA Finals.
I got to tell you, listen, I'm a Miami guy. I've been to the Garden a bunch of times, mostly for concerts. But you've covered a million games there in the Garden. Judging on television, the atmosphere in that building, it's wild. I love it.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the fans have been waiting a long time, and it's a very likable team. It's interesting, you know, all the ex-Knicks that come back, you know, it's cool to see Patrick Ewing there, John Starks, some of the other guys, you know, the few guys there that are they're featuring prominently that won zero playoff series and zero playoff games with the Knicks. Maybe your seating assignment should be based on your resume as a member of the New York Knicks, which is why I'd like to see my guy Charles Oakley sitting there courtside.
I feel like you just threw Marbury into the 500 level.
I didn't mention his name, but now that you bring it up, he did not win a playoff game. But I get it. I don't know. Maybe he wants to take Spike Lee's job. I don't know. Something's going
Frank,
on.
Frank, have you given the new Pearl Jam album a listen yet?
Yes, I have. And I know they're coming to this area a bunch in September, so I got to start working on tickets. Not easy to get tickets to. I did see them. I told you. I saw them at the Apollo Theater. It was awesome.
I know. I saw them the next night at the Garden that year. I know. Oh, that was a
look
lot
at
of fun.
You. You're all over it.
Come on. I'm trying. Frank, excellent job. Always loved having you on the show. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Keep up the good work. I'll talk to you.
In 3, 2, excellent job by Frank Isola. And, of course, all guests on Zaslow Show 2.0 are brought to us by the official beer of the program, Johnny Cuba. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny for your weekend. How else are you going to enjoy the Panthers tonight? Panthers and Bruins. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba, your local Sedanos, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. Go to johnnycuba.us, use the Johnny locator, and you could find the nearest location to where you are, and that way you get after it with the most delicious beer. European roots with that Caribbean soul. It's a refreshing German lager in a can. Make sure you always drink responsibly, and don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. So, tonight, Panthers, all right, let's go. No Sam Bennett. He is with the team. He did skate with them this morning, but it looks like we're not getting Sam Bennett back tonight, which sucks. Hopefully, he's back and ready to go on Sunday, Mother's Day. Don't forget, guys, Mother's Day this Sunday. That's right. Panthers game is Mother's Day. Here, I'm in a little bit of a jam. Not that I can do about it. Sunday, what time is the Panthers game? Game 4, 6:30. What time are our dinner reservations for Mother's Day? 6:30. So, are we going to be able to get away with having the Panther game on my phone? Not ideal, but you got to make adjustments, right? Am I going to be able to get away with having the Panther game on my phone at Mother's Day dinner? Time will tell. I don't even, my wife knows they're playing that night. Does she know that the game's not like 8 o'clock? Or does she know that the game's right when our dinner starts? No, she does not know that. How is she going to react? I mean, it helps that my mother's going to be there too. You may say, Zazzle, that hurts. You got two mothers. You got your mother. You got your wife. That's going to be worse. No. My mother being there is better because then there's more people talking. My wife can't just focus on me paying attention to the Panther game on my phone. So my mother being there actually helps the situation. And you know my son, probably both of them, are going to be interested in what's going on with the Panther game. It could be a disaster. Now that I'm saying it out loud, watching the Panther game on my phone at Mother's Day dinner on Sunday, now that the words are coming out of my mouth, it could be a disaster. I don't know for sure. You know what's not a disaster, though? Every time I lay my head down to go to sleep, and I'm sleeping on sheets and giggles. That's right. The softest, coolest, most breathable sheets out there. Sheets and giggles. That's right. Make sure you go to sheetsgiggles.com. Pick up all the bed sheets you need. You need a new mattress. You need a new pillow. The comforter. It's a eucalyptus comforter. Oh my God, I sleep so good. It's heavy, but it's soft. Get everything you need. And if you use promo code Zaslow, if this is your first time going to sheetsgiggles.com, use promo code Zaslow. We're getting you 20% off your first order. Listen, you need a new mattress? You've been waiting for the right time? This is the right time. Mattresses can be expensive. We're getting you 20% off when you use promo code Zaslow, your first order at SheetsGiggles.com. And then you're not going to have to wonder where you're going to shop for your bed sheets moving forward, because you're now going to be one of over 100,000 Americans who are sleeping on Sheets and Giggles and never turning back. SheetsGiggles.com, promo code Zaslow, SheetsGiggles.com. You know what time it is. You guys are saying to yourself, Zaslow, I got to know. Is it a big game or is it not a big game? Big game or not a big game? Let's get after it tonight, 7 p.m. ESPN, New York Knicks at the Indiana Pacers. Game three, Knicks are up 2-1, must win for the Pacers. Now, the Knicks are very beat up. No Anunoby, Brunson, questionable. Are the injuries finally going to catch up to the New York Knicks? I love the Pacers in this game tonight. I think they're a 6.5-point favorite. I also expect the officiating to be very much in Indiana's favor. Rick Carlisle knows what he's doing. Not when he decides to do the complaining, not in between games 1 and 2, but in between games 2 and 3. He knows what he's doing there. It's a must-win for his team, and they're moving building. It's almost like he's got one bullet in the chamber to complain about the officiating. Don't do it between game 1 and 2 when they're still going to be at the Garden. You do it between 2 and 3 when you're going to have the home cooking, and that way you can get the officiating on your side. Heady play. That's a smart move. Knicks at Pacers, game 3. That's a big game. Big game or not a big game? Tonight, 7 p.m. TNT. Your Florida Panthers at the Boston Bruins. Game 3, series tied at 1 game apiece. Remember that time that Matthew Tkachuk punched David Pastrnak right in the face? Right after Pastrnak asked his coach, pretty please, am I allowed to fight? And then Tkachuk punched him right in the face and he went down. That's right. Remember that? That shit was awesome. Well, are we going to wind up seeing that again tonight? I don't know. But what I do know is you're going to wind up seeing Boston Bruins players. They're going to look to be taking a run at Matthew Tkachuk. That's for sure. I think tonight you're going to get the goon stuff. You're going to get the dirty play. And the Panthers, you need to stay out of the box, all right? Do what you do to protect your guys. But you know the Bruins are going to try and make a run at Matthew Tkachuk. So that means the big guys for the Panthers, guys like Nico Mikkola, you need to make sure you're protecting your boy, Matthew Tkachuk. They're going to be coming after him tonight. That's how it goes. So I would expect the dirty stuff from the Bruins. And you got a goalie situation. Are they going with Swayman? We ran his ass. Are they going with Omark? I don't know. Either way, it still ends up with a Panthers win tonight. Panthers at Bruins, game 3. That's a big game. Yes. No. All right. Tonight, 9:30, ESPN. Nuggets at Timberwolves. Game 3, Wolves lead the series 2-0. Like I told you, I believe, and I said to Isola there, I believe we're going to find out in the first quarter what's going to happen tonight, what's going to happen the rest of this series. I think the Wolves are a serious team, and a serious team will come out tonight, and they will deliver a death blow to the Nuggets. I think that's what we're going to see. That's the exact opposite of the temperament of the Boston Celtics. Nuggets at Timberwolves, game 3. That's a big game. Yep, you didn't know where I was going to go with that one. That's a big game. Big game or not a big game? All right, let's move on to tomorrow. Everybody calm down. Saturday, 7:30, Apple Plus. Inter Miami at CF Montreal. Apparently the tickets to see Messi in Montreal through the roof. Inter Miami, most points in all of MLS, number 1 in the East. They are 7-2-3. They have 24 points. CF Montreal in the Eastern Conference, they're 11th. They are 3-4-3. They have 12 points. Inter Miami, Messi, Suarez. I mean, how about all that conversation about Suarez being washed? A little premature. Inter Miami at CF Montreal. I'm going big game. That's right. How about that? You didn't think I was going to say that. Well, look, Panthers aren't playing tomorrow. I'll tune into Inter Miami at CF Montreal. I'm going big game. I surprised you there with that one. All right, I got one more for you. Sunday, 6:30, TBS. Your Florida Panthers at the Boston Bruins. Game four. Will the Panthers have a 2-1 lead and a chance to go up 3-1 and then end it at home game five? Will the Panthers be down 2-1 and be in essentially a must-win type situation so they're not down 3-1 like they were again last year to the Boston Bruins? Will Sam Bennett be back in the lineup? And I'm going to be watching it. Will I? Will I be watching it during Mother's Day dinner? I mean, guys, if I'm going to be watching it during Mother's Day dinner, Panthers at Bruins, game four, you know that's a big game. That's right. And that's another edition of Big Game or Not a Big Game. Yes. All right. That was wild. So here's what I got going on this weekend, guys. Tonight's all about the Panthers. Come on. Tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern, I've learned to do that. I got to say Eastern now when I do times. ESPN National has taught me that. Tomorrow, 1 to 4, I'm hosting Game Day with Maria Marino. I have never worked with her. Is she related to Dan Marino? I don't know. So Maria Marino is my co-host tomorrow, ESPN Radio Game Day. And then on Sunday, I'm doing ESPN Radio Sunday Morning, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's what it's called. It's called ESPN Radio Sunday Morning. It's usually, it's Sunday morning with Matt and Myron. Matt Jones, Myron Medcalf. Matt Jones is off this weekend, so it is me and Myron Medcalf. That's going to be a lot of fun. So tomorrow, Game Day 1 to 4, Sunday, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with Myron Medcalf. So that's what I got going on this weekend. As far as ESPN Radio is concerned, let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by Caneswear. Caneswear is the spot Miami sports fan shop. Hey, make sure you pick up your new Florida Panther gear. Yes, obviously Caneswear has the most Miami Hurricanes gear anywhere, but they have an amazing selection for all your favorite South Florida sports teams. So before Panthers Game 5 at Amerant Bank Arena, make sure you stop by Caneswear, 2655 South University Drive in Davie, or go to caneswear.com. And right now, today's the last day. It started yesterday. Two-day hat sale. Buy one, get the second hat 50% off. So Canes, Dolphins, Panthers, Inter Miami, Heat, buy one hat, get the second hat 50% off today. It ends today, all right? So head out there by the end of today, caneswear.com, or stop by 2655 South University Drive in Davie. Caneswear is the spot, Miami sports fan shop, where you get all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? So last night, after the Dallas Mavericks won in Oklahoma City, they even the series at a game apiece. As Luka Doncic was starting his post-game media availability, listen to the noises that began emanating from the room.
We were open shots, so just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you think? Okay, moving on.
That's right, you had sex noises. What's going on there? I'll tell you what's going on. Someone who decided to start recording on their phone, recording the presser, one of the members of the media there, they didn't realize they still had porn playing on their phone, on their computer, on their iPad, whatever it was, and all of a sudden, everyone can hear it. That is very embarrassing. I don't know who it was. I don't know if I want to know who it was, but that's exactly what happened. Someone didn't know that the porn was still playing on their equipment, and now everybody was listening to porn. That is very embarrassing. That's a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? All right, how about the New York Rangers? Last night, it's 3-3. They're in overtime. The Rangers right now, they're 6-0 in the postseason. They swept the Capitals. They're up 2-0 at the Hurricanes last night. It's a must-win game for the Canes. Rangers don't care.
Round the boards it goes. Missed by Orlov. Played it.
Score!
Score! Yes! Yes! The Rangers win it in overtime and lead the series
3-0.
This is a broken play out of the corner. I'm not sure who eventually chips it in. Trocheck is definitely involved, and the Rangers put the chokehold on the Carolina Hurricanes here in Game 3.
I mean, that's obviously a big deal. Rangers are now 7-0 this postseason. They're going to look to sweep the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow. And then you know what? For the second year in a row, Hurricanes head coach Rod Brindamour, he could tell everybody how they didn't really get swept like last year against the Panthers. Okay, very good. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show, Nikki Glaser, great comedian, one of the stars of the Tom Brady roast, and here she was telling the guys how they went over certain things they weren't supposed to talk about before the roast.
It was honestly like, hey, we've kind of agreed to not do that, but it is live, and you're just going to have to feel it out and do whatever you want to do. So I think in that moment, I think we did also, I think I caught wind. It was never set in stone. There was never an email. There was never like a mandate of don't talk about Robert Kraft and the massages. But it was just a vibe of like Robert Kraft is kind of like having Tom's dad there. And it's just not the person you want to go after. And it to me, I go, I'm not going to go after that because I feel like if it's open at all, the jokes are going to be done to death about happy endings, about just like having a good arm, like just like anything that could be done about it. So I was surprised when Jeff went there because Jeff is the most careful to not like hurt anyone's feelings, you know. And and I think Tom really was like, hey, man, no. And then Jeff was like, oh, I almost forgot not to go there. I think it's just compulsive for Jeff to go there. So that was a real moment.
Yeah, I'm going big deal. It seems like Brady was serious with Jeffrey Ross about not making any more jokes about Robert Kraft. So I'll go big deal. And that right there is another edition. A big deal or not a big deal brought to us by where we get all of the big deals, Caneswear. Go to caneswear.com before the end of today. Take advantage of their buy one, get one 50% off deal on all hats in stock, all your favorite local sports teams. Caneswear.com, where we get all of the big deals. Yes, we did it, everybody. We made it to the end of the week. Your weekend officially starts now. I'm so glad you spent time with us today. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Let's go Panthers. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. All right, we'll talk to you on Monday on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.